ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां सुकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना। हृदयंतस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज नंद महाराज फ्रॉम द अबोड ऑफ वरुण एंड द वर्स नंबर इज 7। अजानता मामकेन मूढ़ेन अकार्यवेदिना आनिता अयम् तव पिता तात भवान् क्षन्तुमर्हति। अजानता मामकेन मूढ़ेनाकार्यवेदिना आनितो अयम् तव पिता तद्भवान् क्षन्तुमर्हति। अजानता मामकेन मूढ़ेनाकार्यवेदिना आनितोऽयं तव पिता तद्भवान् क्षन्तुमर्हति। अजानता मामकेन मूढ़ेनाकार्यवेदिना आनितोऽयं तव पिता तद्भवान् क्षन्तुमर्हति। अजानता मामकेन मूढ़ेनाकार्यवेदिना आनितोऽयं तव पिता भवान् क्षन्तुमर्हति। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। अजानता बाय वन हु वॉज इग्नोरेंट, मामकेन बाय माय सर्वेंट, मूढ़ेन फूलिश, अकार्यवेदिना नॉट नोइंग हिज प्रॉपर ड्यूटी, Anita was brought. I am this person. Tava, your. Pita, father. Tat, that. Bhavan, your good self. Kshantumarhati, should please forgive. Translation and purport. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine, who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. Purport. This verse is said by Varun to Lord Krishna. The word I am, this one here, clearly indicates that Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, was present as Varun was speaking. In fact, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that Varun had seated Sri Nanda on a jeweled throne and had personally worshipped him out of respect. Technically, Nanda Maharaj was correct in entering the water just before sunrise. The following explanation is given by Srila Jiva Goswami in his commentary on the first verse of this chapter. After an especially short Ekadashi, measuring only 18 hours, about 6 hours of the lunar day in which the fast had to be broken, namely the Dwadashi, had already expired before the dawn. Since at sunrise the proper time for breaking the fast would have passed, Nanda Maharaj decided to enter the water and at an otherwise inauspicious time. Of course, Varuna's servant should have been aware of these technical details, which are meant for strict followers of Vedic rituals. Above and beyond that, Nanda Maharaj was acting as Supreme Lord's father and was therefore a most sacred person, beyond the touch of insignificant cosmic bureaucrats like the foolish servant of Varuna. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially the senior devotees who are sitting here. The present verse and the context is that after observing Ekadashi, Nanda Maharaj, he wanted to break the fast which is done on Dwadashi. If the fast is not broken properly, then the result of Ekadashi does not accrue. So he was very, very careful that, you know, the Dwadashi, the fast should be broken timely. So he entered the Yamuna river so that he could take bath and then break the fast. Now, we see in the purport, Jiva Goswami mentions that this particular Ekadashi was especially shorter and consequently the Dwadashi was also short. So, Nanda Maharaj, although he was aware of this technicalities and he was also aware that there are certain proper times of taking bath in river and in water bodies. So, but knowing that the time for breaking the fast was very less, and if he would have waited for dawn, then the timing would have, you know, passed away. So, therefore he took bath in Yamuna river. But however, Varuna, his servant, you know, the servant of Varuna, seeing that Nanda Maharaj was entering the river Yamuna on a not an inauspicious time technically, so he abducted or kidnapped Nanda Maharaj. So, because he, on technical grounds, he saw that Nanda Maharaj had committed a mistake and entered into the waters. He was the servant of Varuna, who is the in charge of all the water bodies and oceans. So, he, acting in his position as the servant of Varuna, he abducted Nanda Maharaj. So, Jiva Goswami, he mentions here that, you know, although technically there is a proper time for taking bath, but also in the particular instance now, the time for breaking the fast was to be, you know, passing away. So that's why Nanda Maharaj entered. So we see that in the same chapter, in the second verse, it is mentioned that because Nanda Maharaj entered the water in the dark of night, disregarding the time, that the time was inauspicious, a demoniac servant of Varuna seized him and brought him to his master. So, this servant of Varuna, he committed the mistake that he was acting only on technical grounds. And in the purport, it is mentioned, in the purport of verse 2, the servant of Varuna who had arrested Nanda Maharaj is stated here to be an asura or demon for obvious reasons. First, the servant was foolishly ignorant of Nanda Maharaj's position as the pastime father of Supreme Absolute Truth. Also, Nanda Maharaj's intention was to carry out the injunctions of scripture. Therefore, Varuna's servant should not have arrested Nanda on the technical grounds that he bathed in Yamuna at an inauspicious time. Later in this verse, Varuna himself will say, Ajanata mamakena mudhena. This was done by my ignorant servant who is a fool. The foolish servant did not understand the position of Krishna or Nanda Maharaj or the devotional service to the Lord. So here we see that the servant, he acted foolishly. Firstly, although on technical grounds he seized Nanda Maharaj, but he was ignorant of the other technicality, which Jiva Goswami says that he should have been aware that if he was so strict with the technicality of timing, he should have been aware of this also, that, you know, the time for breaking the fast is less. And besides that, he also disregarded the position of Nanda Maharaj and his relationship with Krishna. And then we see that the previous verse that we read, the second verse, it says that a demoniac servant of Varuna, he seized Nanda Maharaj. Now, one may question that Varun, he is a demigod. And generally, demigods and demons, they are enemies. So how could a demon be the servant of demigod? First of all, a demon would never accept servitorship of a demigod. So, a clarification is that he acted demoniacally. So he was not a demon, but he acted out of demoniac influence, which we see that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself says in the 16th chapter, which is entitled Divine and Demoniac Natures. So, in describing what is a demoniac nature, Lord Krishna says in the 4th verse, Dambho darpo bhimanasya krodha parushyam evacha agyanam cha bhijatasya partha sampadamasurim. So he says that these 6 qualities, they are characteristics of a demoniac nature. They are pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. So, when we understand this, so we should know that, you know, each and every one of us is also affected by the divine and demoniac natures. Of course, in the later verse, Krishna speaks to Arjuna and he says, don't worry, you are born of divine nature. And in third chapter, one of the verses, Krishna says that one should conquer his lower self by higher self. So we all have these both the natures, the combination. Sometimes our tendency is to act in a demoniac way. So what are they? These are affected by pride, arrogance, and conceit. So conceit is basically excessive feelings of pride. That is conceit. So here we see that Varuna's servant, he was affected by pride, arrogance and conceit in the sense that he was unduly becoming proud of his position of being the servant of Varuna, who is in charge of the oceans. In the universal creation and for administering the universal affairs, there are so many departments. Just like any small city or town also has many departments. So, Varun is in charge for this whole universe of oceans and water bodies. And we see that many times, the person who is in charge may be a very humble person. But those who are under him, his secretaries, his assistants, they unduly become very proud because although their boss has some position, but they identify themselves with that position and they feel proud that anyone wants to access him, he has to come through me. So he becomes proud. We know, like 2 or 3 instances we have personally seen that sometimes, you know, one additional commissioner, he had come to temple. And our Paramparush Prabhu. So as soon as the commissioner came, so he immediately went to Paramparush Prabhu and he kind of touched his feet. And his assistants, they were shocked. Who is this person? Because previously, when he would go to the office, these are the same assistants who would tell him that, you know, wait for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, like that. So here we see that this servant of Varuna, he is affected by these qualities of pride, arrogance and conceit. And although it is not mentioned here, but sure enough, he must have been very angry with Nanda Maharaj that you have entered into the wrong time in the river. And he was also affected by ignorance, as previously mentioned, that he forgot the position of Nanda Maharaj, and moreover, he also was ignorant of the fact that whatever position he had, that was for discharging responsibility and not for misusing or abusing his authority to show power on others. So this was the ignorance. And that's why he is called as demoniac. And we see that on the other hand, Nanda Maharaj, you know, he should have given due regard to his position, who is the pastime father of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is mentioned in the later, in the 33rd chapter, that Dharmo vyatikramo drashta ishwaranam cha sahasam tejiyasam nadoshaya vahane sarva bhujo yatha. That sometimes those who are spiritually potent, in that particular verse the reference is taken to demigods, that sometimes they do some actions which may be against the law or morality, but because of their position they do not get affected by the so-called transgression of law. And the example is given that vahane sarva bhujo yatha, that just like fire, it can consume everything but still does not get affected, whether it is a good thing or a bad thing. Whatever fuel comes in contact with fire, it burns it. It does not get affected. So similarly, tejiyasam, those who are spiritually potent, apparently it may seem that they are doing some transgression, but they do not get affected. Later it is mentioned. But if a person follows their example, rather not follows their example, imitates them, then he is, surely he will doom himself. So here we see that Nanda Maharaj, apparently he transgressed the timing for bathing, but this fact should have been noted by Varuna, that he is the Tejiyasam, spiritually potent, he is father of Krishna. So what would be the consequences if he acted in a certain way, if Varuna acted in a certain way? But we see that there is this always, you know, in matter of administration, it is said generally that administration is done by brain and not by heart. Because if you mix feelings while doing administration, then you will never be able to take any decisions. But at the same time, it is also said that discretion is better part of valor. That there has to be discretion always. So yes, that, you know, there is a fault in the discharge of administration, in the sense that sometimes a person may seem to be very harsh while acting, because certain things have to be done so that it does not create a precedent for times to come. So certain actions have to be taken, certain decisions have to be taken. But then we see that there may be a chance of becoming harsh or insensitive. And to avoid that, in the Vedic practice, the administrator or the king, he is always advised by a brahmana. So the king generally acts in the mode of passion. But the brahmanas, they are always under the influence of mode of goodness. They are soft, they are sensitive, they are intelligent, and they are knowing, you know, they have proper knowledge and understanding. So, to overcome that fault of administration, the administrators are always guided by the brahmanas, or those who are intelligent and those who understand the situation. So, Varuna, the son of the servant of Varuna, he should have referred the matter to Varuna first. It is said that when in doubt, ask. So when he had doubt that whether he should abduct Nanda Maharaj or not, he should have asked Varuna. But he exceeded his authority, and without asking, he actually seized Nanda Maharaj and brought him to the court of Varuna. We see here that Varuna, he is actually in the position of responsibility. He is, so to say, the manager of this department of oceans. And he is aware that he is doing it on behalf of the Lord. And in this purport, we saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented that Varuna had seated Srinanda on a jeweled throne and had personally worshipped him out of respect. So, as soon as Varuna, he saw Nanda Maharaj brought to him in his court by this foolish, ignorant servant, so he immediately understood the mistake of his servant and he, you know, tried to overdo or try to overturn the mistake. How? He made, as soon as Nanda Maharaj came, he was brought as a prisoner in that sense, but immediately he made him comfortable. He made Nanda Maharaj comfortable and set him on his own throne. And not just that, he even worshipped Nanda Maharaj. So, here we see that Varuna, rather than chastising his servant, first action he took is that he corrected the mistake of his servant. He took the responsibility of his servant's mistake. He did the corrective action of, you know, respecting Nanda Maharaj, not just that, even worshipping him and giving his own throne. And we see that when Krishna, Lord Krishna came to know about this incident, so he immediately came to Varuna's abode. And as soon as Varun, he saw Krishna, so he immediately asked forgiveness. So here in this verse we see that he is saying, therefore please forgive us. So he is not just asking forgiveness for himself, but also for his servant. So we see that here he is displaying the characteristic of a very responsible administrator, a responsible manager, that he was, on the other hand, not angry with the servant, but accepted responsibility for his actions. He did not punish his servant, but rather he made Nanda Maharaj comfortable. He did not scold his servant in front of, you know, he rather just, you know, in words, he scolded Krishna, his servant, that he is foolish, ignorant in this verse as we see. Now, Varun could have, as soon as he saw Nanda Maharaj, he could have brought Nanda Maharaj and the servant to Krishna on the banks of river and could have told that, see, this is the servant. He seized your father, not me. But he did not enter into this blame game. Who is to be blamed? He accepted responsibility. And he allowed the mistake, the truth, to be known organically by Lord Krishna. He allowed Lord Krishna to come. So inner reason was that he would be able to take darshan of the Lord also. And in that sense we can say that he was selfish, that he had the desire to see the Lord. But due to that selfishness of trying to see Krishna, you know, he also made Krishna, first of all, you know, go through that he had to come personally, so giving him inconvenience, and not only to Lord Krishna, but even to all the Brajavasis, because we see the first verse, first and second verse, that they were very much afraid, and they started calling to Krishna and Ram, that where is your father, just go and search. So they were very much troubled. So we see that in the next verse, that is verse number 8, Varun, for this mistake of his personal mistake, he says again that, O Krishna, O seer of everything, please give your mercy even to me. So first he asks forgiveness for himself and his servant, and now he is asking mercy for himself, because he could have otherwise taken Nanda Maharaj, but then he allowed Krishna to come to see that, you know, I have taken care of your father, I have made him comfortable, and for that inconvenience he is asking Lord Krishna's mercy. And he says, you are most affectionate to your father, please take him home now. So that is the next verse. So we see here that while all this event was unfolding, the center of the whole event is Nanda Maharaj. But nowhere in this whole event it is described that Nanda Maharaj was very much disturbed. In fact, in the later verses it is said that Nanda Maharaj was most astonished, firstly by the opulence of Varuna, and second, the respect and worship given by Varuna to his son, his young son, his small son, Krishna. So he was very much astonished. So, rather than having any feelings of victimization, that I have become victim of this whole thing, you know, that this servant brought me like a prisoner and I have been kept here away from all the relatives, forget about what the fasting was and what to break the fast, right? He was not feeling victimized, rather he was amazed with, you know, the apparently, you know, indirectly seeing the majesty and power of Lord Krishna. And so this shows that how Nanda Maharaj, he had a very simple heart and he did not have any pride himself. Otherwise, just like this servant, he, feeling that he is servant of Varuna, he had pride, but here Nanda Maharaj, he is the father of Krishna, who is apparently also in a superior position than Krishna, but he does not have any pride. So we see that how this quality of simplicity and non-pridelessness of specifically Nanda Maharaj here and the Brajvasis in general, that is what attracts Krishna. We have seen in the earlier chapters where Indra, he attacked and wanted to devastate the whole of Braj with all the inhabitants. And then it was very nicely described by Shubh Vilas Prabhu in his class that when Surbhi was brought with, Surbhi came with Indra, but Surbhi never demanded that I want to speak first, but rather she was very simple and she was feeling gratitude that she has gained the audience of Krishna, and then she prayed after Indra asked his forgiveness. So this is, we see that the simplicity of the Vrajvasis actually attracts Krishna. So if we want to please Krishna, if we want to attract Krishna, then these qualities, you know, rather than getting affected by the demoniac qualities, we should try to cultivate the divine qualities which are displayed very beautifully by the Brajavasis. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your patient listening. If there are any questions, we can take. Otherwise, we'll break. Hare Krishna.